prasadam, but we can eat too much Krishna prasadam, right? So the devotee understands that the senses and can become the stumbling block of the devotee's devotion to Krishna. Right? So the devotee cries out to Krishna. He understands the fearful situation that any moment the senses are so powerful, right? They can carry away his mind away from Krishna. So he prays to Krishna to deliver him so that he can render devotional service without any kind of obstacle. And when the devotee is sufficiently helpless before the Lord, when he's sufficiently dependent on the Lord, then the Lord appears. Right? And there's so many examples. Right? And Draupadi, she was brought in the assembly of the Kurus, and they tried to disrobe her. Right? Even though her husbands were there, even though Bhishma, Pitamaha, Dronacharya, all were there, but no one was able to help her. So by her own strength, she was trying to hold her cloth, so that she wouldn't be disrobed in the assembly of the all these men. Such a precarious situation Draupadi was in, and she was struggling against this very powerful Kshatriya Dushasan to keep her modesty and her chastity. But she wasn't able to match the strength, and in a helpless position she simply threw up her arms and chanted, "Hey Govinda." In the same way, we're in a similar situation. The material energy is very powerful. The five senses, which include the mind, are very, very powerful. And we do, in sadhana bhakti, are struggling to control them. The senses and the mind. But ultimately, it's Krishna's energy. And Krishna's energy is non-different from Krishna. So what is our power to control the mind and senses? It's not there. It's only when the devotee recognizes the helplessness, the helpless situation the devotee's in, and cries out pitifully for the help of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Then Krishna appears. When Srila Prabhupada opened up the Krishna Balaram temple in 1975 on Ram Nomi Day, the next day after the installation, Srila Prabhupada was on his morning walk. So he was speaking to the devotees. They're walking down Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg. In those days it was called Chetikar Road. And he said, "Now you have Balaram." Because we had just installed Krishna and Balaram. "Now you have Balaram." He said, "Always pray to Balaram. Because Balaram is very merciful. And Balaram can remove all your material desires. The obstacle to our devotional service is our material desires. So Balaram, he can remove all those. Lord Krishna spoke in the Bhagavad Gita, everyone should surrender unto me. Sarva dharma pratyaja mam ekam saranam vraja. Everyone should surrender. But people didn't surrender. So he came again as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rajendra Nandana se sachi sutta hoyla se. Right? He came as the son of Mother Sachi, and who is none other than Vajendra Nandana, the king of Braj, just to give bhakti, to give the highest understanding of pure devotion. And along with him, right, Balaram Hoyla Nittai. Lord Balaram came as Lord Nityananda. So it's clearly explained that if you want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, first of all, you have to have the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, he delivered so many fallen persons like Jaghai and Madhai. In Navadvipa at that time, there were these two very fallen persons, but he delivered them. Srila Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita that just as there were two fallen persons in Navadvipa at that time, you know, now there are a whole world filled with fallen persons like Jaghai and Madhai. Right? But Lord Nityananda specifically wanted to deliver them. He thought, if I can deliver them, these two fallen persons, then certainly Lord Chaitanya will become famous as Patita Pavan, the deliverer of the fallen. Right? This is the mentality of a servant. The servant is always thinking how to glorify the master. Just as Lord Balaram is expanding with the idea of service to Lord Krishna, Lord Nityananda is thinking to deliver the fallen Jaghai and Madhai as a service to Lord Chaitanya, for the glorification of Lord Chaitanya. So this is the secret of success in devotional service. And to have that mentality, one requires the mercy of Lord Balaram. Right? What is blocking us is our material desires. So Balaram, he's very, very, very merciful. And if one approaches him, then he can plead with him and get relief from our big stumbling block in devotional service, which are our material desires. We see that Devaki's six children were killed, right? And it's explained here in this purport. These were killed by Kamsa after hearing from Narad. So there's six enemies of the living entity. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mud, and Matsarya. Right? Lust, anger, greed. That's the last one. There's two in between. Moha, illusion, mud, insanity, right? Craziness, and
envy.
Right? So these are the enemies of every living entity. Right? But they can easily be vanquished by Krishna. So the hope of the devotee is to be able to understand Krishna. As Krishna himself says, that if anyone understands my birth and my activities, then they don't have to come back to this material world. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yogati tatvataha. So, but in order to understand Krishna's birth and Krishna's activities, we need the mercy. It's not that by scholarly, simply reading books, one can understand. One has to attract the mercy. And because Balaram or Lord Nityananda are very, very merciful, we should try to get their mercy. Lord Balaram always assisted Krishna in his pastimes. And once when Krishna was walking through the forest and appreciating the beauty of Vrindavan, the flowers, the trees, he was saying how the trees that are bending down, touching the ground, heavy with fruits and flowers, were actually offering their obeisances to Balaram. They were trying to get the mercy of Balaram. So the Lord, he was appreciating the beauty of Vrindavan and glorifying Balaram. In one sense, Krishna knew that the trees and flowers were glorifying him, but he said they were glorifying Balaram. Simultaneously one and different. So just then his cowherd boyfriends came and they said, there's a nice place over there where there's a lot of wonderful, ripe, ready to eat tal fruit, right? You get close and you can smell the fragrance of the tal coming from the fruits, right? But they're protected by this demon, Dainakasura, right? But they're really nice fruits, really tasty, they're telling Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna and Balaram said, let us go. Now this Dainakasura in the form of an ass, he had created such disturbance. People were afraid to go to that Palavan, the place where the tal trees are. Even the birds were afraid to fly over the place because of these ass demons. But Krishna and Balaram, they went to the Palavan, and Balaram immediately began shaking the tals, and the fruits began to fall from the trees. And on the scene, angry like anything, came Dainakasura. And he turned around and kicked Lord Balaram in the chest. And he was braying loudly. Again he turned around to kick Balaram, and Balaram caught hold of his hind legs and swung him around. And as he was swinging him around with such force, the life air from Dainakasura went out from his body, and he threw him in the top of the tall tree, in the tall trees. And the weight of the demon knocked the tall tree over, and the fruits came crashing to the ground. And then, and so many other demons also, ass demons, came and attacked. And one by one, Krishna and Balaram killed them all. So we learn from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that these demons that Krishna killed, they represent various anarthas that are in the hearts of conditioned souls. And the Dhanakasur represented the anartha of materialistic attachments. Right? What is the characteristic of an ass? They're very stubborn. Right? Gada. Very stubborn. Right? So materialistic attachments, they're also very stubborn. Right? It's not easy to get rid of them. Right? But just as Lord Balaram easily finished off this demon, Dhanakasur, in the same way, Balaram can finish away all of our material attachments very easily, can clear them out. But you know what's blocking that? What's blocking that is that we kind of like our material attachments. Right? On the one hand, we're saying, Krishna, save me. On the other hand, we're very tightly holding on to our material attachments. Whatever it may be. For everyone, it's something different. Right? That's why the association of devotees is so important. No one makes advancement in devotional service without sadhu sangha, associating with devotees. Because it's only by association with devotees that we will understand what are our material attachments. Right? We can't recognize our own material attachments. We require the help of the devotees. Right? That's why when Lord Chaitanya was staying at the house of one householder, and then he was leaving, that householder wanted to go with him. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you stay in your place. So he asked him, what's the duty of a householder? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hai. That you associate with sadhus, devotees. Right? Because just by a small amount of association with the devotees, you can attain the highest perfection. All the perfections, which means love of Godhead. Right? Because it's only the devotees that are going to help to point out our attachments. The devotees are there to let us know when we're in Maya. Right? And what our Maya is. But we have to be in a mood. We have to be in a mood to accept association. Association just doesn't mean proximity of two bodies. Right? Association means that the devotee has the consciousness that I'm here in this material world, I'm fallen, and I should live to be corrected. Not that the devotee says, Prabhu, you're in Maya, and my mentality is, you see your spiritual life, and I'll see my spiritual life. Right? Then how will there be any rectification? Right? Actually, if a devotee's come to help us see some anartha, can anyone say here that I have no anarthas? I'm free from all anarthas? Anyone? We all have anarthas. We all have unwanted things that are within the heart. We're not free from kam, krodh, moha, matsarja. We're not free. So who will help us become free? The devotees. The fact that we have association with devotees is the mercy of Lord Balaram. It's Balaram's mercy working. Right? One other demon sent by Kamsa. All these demons were in cahoots with Kamsa. They were Kamsa's chumchas, right? And he was sending them one after another to kill Krishna. So another one was Palambasur. So he was very intelligent. He went to Vrindavan and he disguised himself like a cowherd boy. And he began playing with the cowherd boys his idea was how to kill Krishna. And he thought, if I disguise myself as a cowherd boy, then I'll be able to kill Krishna. So the cowherd boys were playing, and they were playing different games while they were tending the calves. As small boys, they used to tend the calves. But Krishna knew everything. He knew that this wasn't one of the cowherd boys. He knew it was a big demon. Right? Krishna knows everything. So he knew this was a demon sent by Kamsa. But anyway, he was going along with it. And they were going to play a game. And whoever lost the game, the losers would carry on their back the winners of the game. Right? So Balaram had a group and Krishna had a group. And Krishna's group lost, so they were supposed to carry Balaram's group. And Palambasura was in Krishna's group, so he thought, I'll carry Balaram. He thought that maybe Krishna's a little too powerful and that I could finish off this Balaram. Right? So he was carrying Balaram on his back. And he ran off to a far place, away from the other boys, with the idea of killing Balaram. And Balaram thought, this is very strange. This doesn't seem like an ordinary cowherd boy. In fact, he seems like a demon. And for a moment, he became a little fearful. But the acharyas explained that his fear was not because he was afraid of the demon, but because he had been carried off a long distance away from Krishna, he had some fearful, what's happening with Krishna? And Balaram became very heavy. Very, very heavy. And due to the weight of Balaram on his back, the demon came to his original form. Very black, with bright copper eyes. And Balaram was riding his back. It was like a dark cloud with the moon in it. So when Balaram saw the situation, he immediately, with his fist, pounded the head of Pralambasur. And Pralambasur's head split, and blood came flowing from his mouth, and he died. The Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the anartha that Palambasura represents is lusty inclinations and the subtle forms of lust. The desire for love, puja, pratistha, are the subtle forms of lust. So, you know, we're here as devotees, and we have our tilak, kantimala, japamala, right? But we also have these lusty inclinations that are within the heart, right? So your chanting can be doing one of two things. The chanting can be clearing away those lusty inclinations. Or if we chant with offense, or if we're offensive to the devotees, we can be feeding those lusty inclinations. Right? Because they're like weeds, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The lusty desires, and so many other anarthas, they're like weeds in the garden, and they can choke out the bhakti lata kripa if we're not careful. Right? So we don't want to be like Pralamba, a demon, who disguised himself as a cowherd boy, though he actually had some other intention. Right? We put on the signs of a devotee to remind each other that this body belongs to Krishna. It's a temple of Vishnu. Balaram's expansion is in each and every body of every living entity. Shiradakashai Vishnu is Balaram's expansion, coming down. Right? And that our effort is to become purified so that we can be, that our hearts can be a fit place for Krishna to reside. Just like Balaram went ahead of time into the womb of Devaki to make sure everything was okay so Krishna could come. In the same way, we're performing devotional service to become purified so that Lord Balaram will give us his mercy. Lord Nityananda will show us his mercy. Right? So that Krishna, our hearts can become a suitable place for Lord Krishna to come and take up his residence. Right? And this is Lord Nityananda, is the song, nice song about him. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. That Lord Nityananda, who's Balaram, the effect of his lotus feet is like the cooling effect of millions of moons. Koti Chandra. Right? Srila Prabhupada describes that, you know, you work in the hot sun, and in the night, the moon comes, and it cools. It has a cooling effect, the moonlight. From the day's heat, one gets relief from the moon. Right? So the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, who's Balaram, has the cooling effect of millions of moons. Right? Everyone is in this blazing fire of material existence, but the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda is the shelter to bring relief from this material existence and to help us become purified so that our existence becomes filled with Krishna. So that's the purport, seven sentences of Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse. And so today is the appearance day of Lord Balaram. Let us pray for the mercy of Balaram on this auspicious day. So just as he made the womb of Devaki ready, for the appearance of Krishna. May Balaram make our hearts a fit place for Krishna to make his appearance so that we can properly serve him and his devotees. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Comments? Realizations? Reflections?
Prabhu ji, aapne pure class mein Balram ji ko glorify kiya. Lekin aaj Balram ji ka janamdin hai, unka fasting 12 baje tak. Aur jo Krishna ki kripa se milenge, unka fasting raat ke 12 baje tak. और दूसरा प्रश्न है बलराम जी के जन्म का ठीक टाइम क्या है जैसे कृष्ण 12 बजे प्रकट हुए वैसे बलराम जी का प्राकट्य भागवतम में स्पष्ट नहीं मिलता गच्छ देवी ब्रजम भद्रे गोप गोपीर अलंकृतम योग माया को भगवान ने कहा कि उनका गर्भ खींच करके गोकुल में रोहिणी के गर्भ में स्थापित करो लेकिन व्हाट टाइम ही अपीयर्ड बलराम जी का ठीक टाइम क्या है अपीयरेंस का
वेल वी फास्ट टिल नून
या बट इज नॉट मेंशन इन भागवतम ना
वेल हाउ वुड वी नो इफ इट्स नॉट मेंशन इन भागवतम
And say, Krishna is the Vishnu Tattva, and Balaram is also Vishnu Tattva. So Vishnu Tattva ka fasting phalahar se hona hai. So aaj Balaram ji ka janam din hai, lekin hamara fasting aaj anna se hoga.
You have to take that up with the management.
No, no.
Take that up with the management.
Vishnu Tattva ki
fasting. They can help you. Any other questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Especially this point you said that the mentality of Lord Nityananda and Lord Balaram, how to increase the glory of the Master. That was very nice. Prabhuji, you were mentioning that to attract the mercy of Lord Balaram, you have to cry out helplessly, pray helplessly. So this feeling of helplessness, how would it develop? Is it over the period of years when the body is dwindling and even the basic functions person is struggling to do, then he'll feel helpless and seek for mercy? Or somebody takes a lot of service and is unable to do and then he feels helpless and cries out? So, thank you.
I think it's unique to every person how they come to the point of helplessness. Just as everyone is an individual, everyone is, having an individual relationship with Krishna, and Krishna's dealing with each devotee in a very individual way. Generally, yes, we have to come to that point of helplessness, full dependence, but how we get there is different for everyone. And you mentioned some of the ways, right? Taking on a lot of service, not being able to do it, you cry out in helplessness, right? Or at some point you realize that you've been chanting and you're not able to focus like you want to on the holy name. You don't feel that nectar, that anandam buddhi vardhanam, you're not feeling it, so you cry out in helplessness to Krishna to feel that ecstasy that comes from surrendering to his holy name. Many different ways. Just as the Lord glories are unlimited. And the thousand mouths of Ananta Sesh can't explain all the glories, the unlimited glories of Lord Balaram. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the same way, how the the Lord deals with all of His devotees in different ways, in unlimited different ways, you know, to bring them to Him. He's very merciful. So we, as devotees, should be attentive to what the Lord is trying to teach me. What, you know, if we find ourselves in a situation again and again, could be anything. Could be some particular devotee that we have some issue with again and again. That's Krishna. He's coming to us. He's trying to teach us something. He's trying to teach us something. But we're not getting it. It's like if you fail the 10th exam, you have to take it over again. Sometimes people take the chartered accountants, you know, chartered accountancy exam 10, 15 times until they pass. Right? So in the same way, the Lord puts us in situations, and sometimes we find ourselves in this situation again and again because we haven't learned what we need to learn to go to the next step of being closer to Krishna. We get stuck. We get stuck in this idea. You know, he said this and he did that, therefore I'm in anxiety. But no, we're in anxiety because we're not surrendered to Krishna. That's why the anxiety is there. So Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda are very, very merciful to help us see what it is that Krishna is trying to teach us. Therefore, we should always pray to them. Now, Hanuman had his hand up. And he's got the microphone.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. It is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, the duties of the householder, that before taking his lunch or dinner, he has to go on the street and call three times if any sentry persons are there hungry, or any persons is hungry. He has to ask three times, and if there is someone hungry, he has to feed them first. And after he can take his food.
Okay.
And I have other comment that Lord Krishna has 16,100 wives, and his wife has 10 sons and one daughter. One of the sons was Samba. And Samba, there was a marriage, Swayamvar, in Hastinapura. And the daughter of Duryodhana, there was Swayamvar.
Duryodhana.
Ha.
Lakshmana.
Ha. And Samba came to know that marriage ceremony.
I was going to tell that story, but I thought we were out of time. But anyway, you're telling.
In short, I will tell. Then Samba went there, and he thought she may be garland any person not know. So he immediately kidnapped her and started to come back. Then so many warriors fought with him, and finally they arrested to Samba.
But they were very impressed by his
power.
They were very impressed by this young boy's strength and his determination.
Yeah.
He was fighting with six of the most powerful Kurus.
Yes.
But finally they captured him.
They captured, and this news came to the Dwarka. And Lord Krishna was sending many powerful people to finish them. But then Balaram said, no, I will go and I will settle the matter. And Lord Balaram went alone and stayed at the garden and sent a message to Duryodhana to come and see. But he did not come and see, and he was very proud. Then Lord Balaram took his plow and plucked in between of Hastinapura.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Krishna book explains
yeah.
that the message came that Balaram is here.
Yeah.
And they brought valuable gifts, and they were very happy to greet Balaram.
Yeah,
they came out outside the city where he was staying, and they met him.
Yeah.
And they were very happy to meet him.
Yeah.
But then when he began to deliver the message from the Yadu dynasty, Ugrasen, Maharaj Ugrasen, he said, immediately release Samba from your jail.
Yes.
And otherwise, there'll be a very strong reaction from the Yadus.
Yeah.
And what was the reply from the Kurus? Was, Hare, you people are like our shoes.
Yes.
And now you want to become our crown? So when Balaram heard those insulting words, he wasn't very happy. And the Kurus went back into their city. So Krishna took his plow and began to drag the whole city and throw it in the Ganga. When the Kurus realized that the whole city was trembling, they came out, they had Samba and Lakshmana, and they put him in front and they said, here, you please take them and go. Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Thank you, Hanuman, for telling us that story.
Prabhuji, our devotional service is very long, arduous, and uncertain also. Whereas in the case of that South Indian Brahman, who had no idea of what is contained in Bhagavad Gita, he got delivered. And our efforts are very, very long, arduous, and uncertain. How we can reconcile these two extremes?
Long? It depends upon what you consider long. One lifetime dedicated to Krishna? Not so long. You've had how many lifetimes? In so many different bodies. Right? So if Srila Prabhupada, you accept Srila Prabhupada, he said that you can finish up your business in this lifetime if you fully dedicate yourself to Krishna. In so many lifetimes, we've done so many things, we weren't happy. So this one lifetime you dedicated to Krishna, and you finish up your business and go back to Godhead. If you take up Lord Chaitanya's mission, and that is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, wherever you go, whoever you meet, request them to chant the holy name of Krishna, then you can go back to Godhead even in this lifetime. It's possible. So, it's not that it's easy. I'm not saying it's not difficult. There'll be obstacles and problems, but it's possible.
That Brahmana, our service it requires a long track record of service.
Well, you don't know how much track record that Brahmin had. That Brahmin, he was a pure devotee. He was simply recognized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was already pure. Mahaprabhu simply acknowledged that he understood the message of Bhagavad Gita. So we don't really know his track record.
Okay, thank you.
Hare Krishna. This side over here has no questions. All the learned people are over on this side. We don't have any questions.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. With due respect and with your permission, I'd like to add to the question of Nimanika Guruji, that how one feels helpless and beg the mercy of Lord Balaram. Recently I came across with a statement of His Holiness Kamal Krishna Maharaj. He mentioned that how Srila Prabhupada took maximum risk, therefore he able to do something wonderful for the whole world. further he mentions that each one of us in our own way can do something wonderful if we take risk to our capacity or that. Then he says, continue, he says that Krishna consciousness is not playing safe. Srila Prabhupada never played safe. Krishna consciousness is not playing safe. If we also take some risk and go and do something for Prabhupada, in that situation we will be will come to that state, then where we will take shelter of Guru and Gauranga, Balram, spiritual master Srila Prabhupada. That is the way one advance, one progress in spiritual life. So I felt this is
I think that's a good point. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. As you mentioned that to free from material attachment, one should take the association of sadhu. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many characteristics are mentioned about the sadhu, such as Titikshava Karunika, Surdayam Sarvadeinam, Ajat Satrava Shanta, Sadhava Sadhu Bhushanam. So my question is, who is sadhu and what is the essential characteristic that that sadhu should be possessed?
Well, there's so many sadhus here sitting. Take your pick. But, you know, the first association that we have to establish with in ISKCON is with our founder Acharya. And Srila Prabhupada has written many books. And, you know, he spent his valuable time and energy to write these books. So that has to be one of the foremost sadhu sanghas that you take, is associating with Srila Prabhupada in the form of his books. You read Srila Prabhupada's books, try to understand Srila Prabhupada's books, and apply what you've read in your life. Right? And once you're doing that, then you'll see that your relationship with everybody else will be on a higher level, on a higher spiritual level, when you try to establish your relationship with Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada will send those sadhus that are just meant for you to bring you to the next stage in your devotional service. Okay? Yes. A question from the learned side.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the class. We were mentioning about how Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given similarity in the life of devotees from all these demons. So you were explaining about Pralambasur, and how Pralambasur he denotes the material, our materialistic desires that are very deep rooted, subtle especially. So my question is, so many material desires, they pop up in between, and every time I take a resolution, pray to Lord, pray to devotees, and try to chant sincerely, but then every time I feel that I get succumbed to that material desire somehow or other. I try to block one way, but then some another way gets opened. So in that situation, when we get sometimes failures after failures, so what should be our hope that next time I should take a more greater, higher resolution again?
Well, like I mentioned, if this particular thing is coming up again and again, there's something there that we're not learning. I can't say exactly because I don't know the details, but in a general sense, I would say that if we're facing this again and again, we're not depending enough on Krishna. We're thinking that I can solve this problem this way or that way, right? We're not giving ourselves to Krishna so that He'll solve this problem. Dependence on Krishna is the constitutional position of the living entity. We're dependent on Krishna. But we've come to this material world because we're thinking we're independent of Krishna. And as soon as we become independent, or thinking that we're independent, we become under the tight grip of the material energy, mind, senses, etc. And all the different bad qualities that come with that. So that the factor that we're missing is that dependence on Krishna. If something is coming again and again, and we're not able to, we have to go to Krishna, Srila Prabhupada said, and say, "My dear sir, I have this problem, you please help me." Dependence. Dependence on Krishna. In my experience is, He helps. Is that okay? Hare Krishna. Okay, I want to thank you very much. Everyone, please pray to Balaram today and take advantage of this auspicious day so that we can develop pure devotional service. Shri Balaram ki jai. Shri Balaram Jayanti ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.